From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. 8 U.S. soldiers are asking a federal judge in Washington, D.C. to release them from their service contracts with the U.S. Army. The soldiers say the Pentagon's stop-loss policy is a breach of contract. That policy can keep soldiers on active duty after their enlistment period. 5 of the plaintiffs are in Iraq, 2 in Kuwait. NPR's Luke Burbank spoke with the 8th soldier, who's scheduled to return to Iraq on Friday.
On July 6, 2003, David Qualls walked into an Arkansas National Guard office in Little Rock to enlist in the Army's Tri-1 program. Tri-1 is offered to retired military who want to enlist for an additional 1 year of duty. Qualls had served in the Army between 1986 and 1990 and wanted to try one because it also meant he could apply to become a commissioned officer. After he'd signed on, the Army turned down his application to become an officer. Fine, thought Qualls. He now owed the National Guard a year of service. But before he left for Iraq, he found out something different.
They gave me a piece of paper that asked me if I wanted to extend, and I said no. And I signed no, and they pretty much did the extension right there. Just, by the way, doesn't matter whether you're enlisted or not, you're going.
Wearing jeans and a tie, Qualls has the tightly cropped hair that shows he's recently been in military service. But after you chat with him for a few minutes, you realize he'd probably wear it that way anyway. He's 35 with a wife and daughter and owns a small trucking company in Morrilton, Arkansas. While he strongly supports the war, he says he feels the Army misled him when he signed up for duty.
You know, you get kind of aggravated because, you know, you think, well, I signed up for a Tri-1, not a Tri-21.
Qualls served as a radio operator in Taji, Iraq, until Thanksgiving when he came home on leave. He filed a suit in federal court today asking for a restraining order to keep the Army from shipping him back to Iraq later this week. The request for a restraining order is part of a larger suit being brought on behalf of Qualls and 7 other soldiers, all directly affected by something called stop loss.
We use it to keep that skilled manpower available.
Lieutenant Colonel Pamela Hart is an Army spokesperson. She says stop loss, which basically means units must deploy together and come home together, is necessary for troop cohesion and safety.
So that the soldier training next to you isn't someone who just got off the plane the day before, whom you don't know what his strengths are, don't know that person at all. But with stop loss, you know your ranger buddy, you know the person next to you in the foxhole.
Stop loss was first enacted during Operation Desert Storm more than a dozen years ago. Right now, the Army is the only branch of the military using it, and it estimates about 7,000 soldiers are being held past what they thought were their release dates. Stop loss is allowed, says Lieutenant Colonel Hart, because of a paragraph in the second page of every enlistment contract, which states,
as a member of the reserve component, in time of war or national emergency declared by Congress, I may be required to serve on active duty for the entire period of the war or emergency and for 6 months after its end.
Qualls signed just such a contract, but his suit, which is being brought by the Liberal Center for Constitutional Rights, says, in essence, that since the government knew it could keep soldiers as long as it wanted, it was running a bait and switch when it offered the Tri-1 program. So now it's up to a federal judge in Washington to decide whether this was a breach of contract on the part of the Army or simply a misunderstanding on the part of Mr. Qualls and the other plaintiffs. If the lawsuit fails, Qualls says he's ready to head back to Iraq this Friday. It will be hard, he says, on his wife. She only agreed to let him go in the first place because he promised he'd only be gone a year.
We were counting Fridays, 52 Fridays, you know, and every Friday we'd knock off a Friday because that was less than 365 days.
Qualls says he and his wife were trying to play a mental trick on themselves, noting the weeks and not the days. But now, he says, the only firm date the Army will give him as to when he'll be released is December of 2031, when he'll be 60 and face mandatory retirement. Luke Burbank, NPR News, Washington.